Pieces of eight.
I wish to make a complete
pieces of eight
about this parrot.
Pieces of eight.
What I purchased not half an hour ago.
Pieces of eight.
From this very boutique.
Parrot. From obsolete or dialectal French. Perrot, parrot. Diminutive of Pierre, Peter.
If you keep a parrot without another mate, they will just latch onto you as their own mate, and it's that closeness, that intimacy, and that loyalty which is so wonderful about these birds.
He talked to me a lot, and I think he throws all his love out to me now. I think it's because he loves me so much. That's why I like him so much, really, because he likes me.
The parrot and the carrot, one may easily confound. They're very much alike in looks and similar in sound. We recognise the parrot by his clear articulation, for carrots are unable to engage in conversation.
Now leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Jack, that's
right.
That's right.
Now don't do it. Leave it.
Jack.
Don't do it. Now leave them alone. Just leave it. You're a naughty bad boy. Don't do it. Go on. Get out. Get out. Go on. Jack. Let go. Listen. Yes, thank you, sweetie. Give us a kiss. Okay.
If you wanna get out of here alive,
freedom,
that's what I want now.
I bought Bertie from a vegetable market in Guyana. He was in a metal cage with only a metal perch in it, which is incredibly cruel because it means that the bird's feet are stuck in one position all the time. They can't relax. It's very uncomfortable for them. And his wings had been cut off, but they were in the process of growing back. So I kept him until they'd grown back. And then one night at dusk, I released him just as a flock of Amazons were flying overhead so that he could join them.
Sent as a present from Annam, a red cockatoo, coloured like the peach tree blossom, speaking with the speech of men, and they did to it what is always done to the learned and eloquent. They took a cage with stout bars and shut it up inside.
Jasper, I feel very moved by him because he's blind, but he will let me pick him up and touch him, and I've had to teach him to let me do that. And I just find it very touching that he is blind and he will allow a human being to, you know, to pick him up and play with him. I got him at a pet shop. He was kept in a very small cage at the back, and he didn't even have a perch in the cage. He couldn't spread his wings. He was sitting on his water dish. And they told me he was blind in one eye, but I could see he was intelligent. So I brought him home and put him into a cage that's about 6 times, maybe even 10 times bigger. And he had what we call cage paralysis. And he couldn't even flap his wings properly because he'd been in these cramped conditions. And also, of course, he didn't know where his food and water dishes were. And as they told me, he was only blind in one eye. I didn't realise this for a while until one day he was sort of staggering round and looking rather pathetic, and I had to open the cage and I had to sort of dabble in the water so that he could hear where it was and sort of rustle the seed so that he would know, and he managed to find his way around, and now he knows his way around his cage as well as a sighted bird. And just in case I ever have to take him to a vet, I've taught him certain parts of the body. You know, he knows where his feet are and his wings and his tail. Because I say, I'm going to touch your feet, and then I touch his feet, and he lifts them up and down now because he knows I'm going to do it. And his tail, he knows where it is. Because he didn't have a perch, he used to sit on his water dish and reach across and grab the food, and half the time he would drop it in the water dish and have to grope around for it, and then he would shake it to get the water off. And now, even though the water is over the other side of the cage, he still, every time he picks up a seed or a nut, he shakes it for a few seconds to shake off the imaginary water. A friend and I were negotiating to buy a cafe on the south coast, and we planned to call it the Blind Parrot Cafe and to have the bird, you know, actually in the cafe. But unfortunately, someone outbid us. But before we realised that, we actually taught Jesper to say welcome to the Blind Parrot Cafe. He can't say the word cafe, but he has managed to say welcome to the Blind Parrot. And although it was about 6 years ago, he still says it now.
I discovered this piece of software which claimed to help me access my emails and things I wanted to find on the internet very quickly. And I downloaded this in my innocence and found that it was represented visually by a talking parrot, which is about an inch and a half high, sits on my screen at home and appears as soon as I switch my computer on and talks to me. Part of the process of registering this piece of software meant that I told the parrot what my name was. So when I've got the speakers on, it actually speaks to me as well and says, hello, Sean. How are you today? What a nice day it is. That really spooks me, because how does this cyber parrot know it's a nice day? It always is when he says it, so I'm really worried about that.
What we've found out is that a bird with a brain that is so different from mammals and primates can perform at the same level as chimpanzees and dolphins on all the tasks that we've used, and performs at about the level of a young, say, kindergarten-age child.
I went to a house to a party once, and in the back garden they had, in a wooden cage, a very small wooden cage, a solitary African grey. And the African grey had one toe. All the other toes had fallen off. And I said to the owner, what's the story with this bird here? And they said, oh, well, we had it in the house and it was always messy and making a noise, so we put it outside. In other words, they couldn't be bothered with it. But the cage had a metal perch. Now you imagine in the winter, when it freezes, what had happened was the poor parrot's feet had got frostbite and all the toes bar one had dropped off. And I was terribly distressed by this, and I found out that in fact the bird died the following winter. People didn't realise how cruel they were being.
Polly, 1850 to 1972. Under this sod lies a sourdough parrot. His heart was gold, pure 14 carat. Polly now can spread her wings, leaving behind her all earthly things. She ranks in fame as our dear departed, a just reward for being good-hearted.
Parrots can, if they want to, fly away, and I just find it so touching that, you know, we're so huge compared to them, and yet they love us as much as we love them, if we treat them properly.
I'm singing in the rain, what a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm
laughing at clouds. Dark above, the sun's in my heart.